The prophet Ezekiel was given many revelations concerning the restoration of Israel. God had promised his people that they would one day return to their homeland. The kingdoms of Israel and Judah would be reunited under the leadership of a descendant of David, their messianic king, whose reign of peace and justice would last forever. In one of these prophecies, the vision concerning the last days, Ezekiel saw the final massive uprising of Israel's foes against God's people. This great end-time northern confederacy, allied with other nations, would come to lay waste and plunder the land of Israel. These armies, however, would be overthrown and entirely destroyed by a fearful judgment, manifesting God's power and glory. It would take 7 years for Israel to burn the weapons and equipment of the invading nations, and 7 months to bury the dead. Ezekiel's prophetic work ends with a remarkable vision of a new temple. Solomon's temple had been burnt in 586 BC by Nebuchadnezzar during the sack of Jerusalem. God had abandoned his people to their enemies, and the glory of the God of Israel departed from his holy temple as a judgment upon the idolatry and wickedness of the nation. Then in 573 BC, the 14th year after the fall of Jerusalem, and the 25th year of the prophet's exile, Ezekiel was supernaturally transported in vision to Israel and set on a very high mountain. There he saw what looked like a city, and a man with a cord and a measuring rod in his hand was waiting for the prophet in the gateway. The man took Ezekiel round the city to show him the buildings. The whole area was like a majestic sanctuary that resembled in many ways the temple that Solomon had built in Jerusalem. Ezekiel was given the measurements and the plan of the building, with the portico, the courts, and the rooms. The design of the temple and its surroundings gave the impression of perfect harmony, emphasizing the majesty and holiness of God. Consecrated priests celebrated a renewed service, but there was no allusion to the ark, mercy seat, high priest, or tables of the law, all of which had been an essential part of the first sanctuary. The prophet was told to describe the plan of the temple, with the worship service and sacrifices, and the laws and regulations that governed the holy precincts. Many years before, Ezekiel had been given a vision of God's glory leaving the first temple, after it had been profaned by idolatry and pagan cults. God's glory had departed by the east gate. With Ezekiel's vision of the new sanctuary, the glory of the God of Israel returned to his dwelling place. The prophet heard, as it were, the sound of rushing waters, and the land was radiant with light. The image of God's glory he had already seen, with the throne, the wheels, and the cherubim, entered the sanctuary through the same gate, the one facing east, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Ezekiel heard a voice saying, "This is the place of my throne, where I will live among the Israelites forever." Then he saw a flow of water coming out from under the threshold of the temple. He followed the stream for a while before crossing it, and the water was ankle deep. Further on, it was knee deep, and further still, it came up to his waist. Later, it became a river deep enough to swim in. Ezekiel saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. The man who was with him explained that the water was flowing towards the Dead Sea, bringing health with an abundance of life wherever it went. The trees on the banks would bear fruit each month, and their leaves would not wither. The fruit would serve for food, and the leaves for healing for the nations. Then the prophet was given the boundaries of the land, and the portion allotted to each of the tribes of Israel. The city would have 12 gates, named after the 12 tribes, and it would be called, "The Lord is There." Next episode, the prophet Daniel.